Hey, Adam.
Yes, good morning.
Hey, man, this is Zach. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, we talked about the house and possibly looking into selling
Yeah.
it. Yeah, right now I think I'm just gonna hold on to it, because things didn't turn out as well as I wanted to in Charlottesville, so.
Oh, no. What happened?
They ended up selling it to somebody else, the land and stuff, so. It was actually a mobile home on a few acres of land, but they went ahead and moved on with somebody else. So,
Okay.
yeah, I had received some money from a family member, and they looked into that with the lending company, and I guess they didn't like what they saw. So it is what it is. You're allowed to gift anybody up to $10,000 a year. So I don't understand why that was such a big deal, but it was.
Understood. So you're kind of just going to put things on pause for now?
Yeah, I'm gonna put things on pause for now and just hold on to it.
Right. Yeah, I guess with that, being the case, it doesn't give you much option.
No, it's, I mean, if things turn around in the area, then it might not be such a bad place for me, but definitely within the next 3 to 5 years, I'd say I'm looking to move. So if I can make it out of here by then, just the way things have gone. You know, it's not the same, and of course the taxes go up, so and that affects everybody.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you have any other potential properties you'd be interested in selling or?
We actually do have a house in Quinton that I'm possibly looking to sell as well. But we're not sure when. It needs a lot of work.
Okay.
So,
Do you have anyone living in it?
no, not as of right now. I have to get it up to code and stuff first.
What's the
So,
address on that one? I'm really familiar with Quentin.
this one is right off of Marble Ridge Lane. Yep.
Marble Ridge Lane. And
But I'll reach back out to you guys, you know, like I said, when I'm interested. But right now, we're not interested, so
well, let me
I
ask you this.
appreciate it.
I don't mean to be, too forthcoming, but I just want to be transparent. I mean, if I know you said you have to get it up to code, but I buy, in as is condition. So, if I could make possibly something work on that one, would this help you get to your next place sooner?
Possibly. Yep. Yeah, possibly. We're exploring that option right now. So my cousin, he's interested. He lives in Tennessee right now. So he's looking to possibly relocate. So I'm trying to keep that open for him right now. But like I said, it needs a lot of work. So it
Well,
needs some floor repairs. That's the biggest thing. And there are signs of termite damage. So
it doesn't sound like you're gonna be doing any of the work, right?
No, because I don't have the time. Between working full time and school and stuff, man, I just don't have the time, and then two kids and a very over demanding wife, and yeah, things just get crazy and hectic these days now. And she doesn't want to work, so it's a little difficult right now. Trying to
Right.
talk her back into it, you know, if we could arrange childcare and stuff. Things might turn around for us, but right now it's kind of hard.
Sure.
Yep.
And
But I appreciate your offer, man.
no problem. Just because it didn't work out on this one doesn't, mean it won't work out on the next one. And if I'm hearing you right, it seems like, we might be able to work something out, especially since you have, another property. And
Yeah, I'll save your number, and like I said, once something comes up, and if I am looking to get rid of Maple Street for whatever reason, I'll definitely keep you in mind, 'cause I mean, you have ties to the area, you know, and you're local, pretty much local to the area, so I'll consider that, you know, versus just handing it over to somebody else.
Sure.
That might not have the same interest. So, but I appreciate it.
Can I just one more question is, you know, if you're not going to do the work yourself and it's just sitting there, you know, it ain't, you're not making any money really. It's,
no,
you
know, no. Uh-uh.
So really, nope. It's costing you money just holding it. I mean,
I paid the property taxes for the year, but like I said, you know, I had a code enforcement specialist come out there, and they said that I need to get it up to code before the next assessment. So
right.
I could be looking at fines and everything else. So.
Right. So I guess, you know, one question is, you know, how long are you going to wait, you know, for that to happen? Because, you know, I know how these counties give you a letter. You know,
I mean, it's an election year. It's an election year, too. So, I mean, we will hopefully look forward to, you know, hopefully by November or December, somewhere in there, man. We'll see. And like I said, it doesn't matter who gets in that White House. They're still going to have to deal with Congress. So, and that's never an easy battle. But we're looking to, you know, hopefully flip a decent profit on the House in Clinton. If not my cousin, then, you know, somebody else. And once I get things situated the way I want them, I may not even live in Virginia, period, after the house on Maple Street is sold. So we'll see how that goes.
Right. So
I mean, I was born and raised here, but it's not like I'm tied here much longer. So
I hear you. So, you know, what I hear you saying is, you know, I hear you saying a few different things. You know, I'm just, can you?
I hope things go well for all of us. I really do. But
right,
you know, given the current state of things, it could all fall through at any given time. And, you know,
well,
the house might be worthless. So,
so if you don't mind me asking, what do you have a number address so I could maybe at least look at it? Not, you know, if you, I mean. I don't want to
be too forthcoming as of yet, so just buy me a little bit more time, if you will.
All right. Yep, I understand.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Zach. I appreciate your time, man. Take care.
Okay. You can call.